to the goats. Pause cuts.
Welcome to the very first episode of the Goats Podcast. This is the show where we debate, celebrate, and ultimately crown the greatest athletes, teams, and moments of all time. But before we start ranking legends and settling debates, we have to ask, what does it really mean to be the GOAT? That's right. GOAT stands for greatest of all time, but it's not always that simple. How do we define greatness? Is it stats, championships, longevity, or cultural impact? Today, we're breaking it all down and setting the stage for all the epic debates to come. Before we go any further, I want to introduce to you my fellow host, Summer. Hey, Summer, ready to throw some fastballs?
Absolutely, Eli. I'm thrilled to be here. Let's talk about the origin of the term GOAT. It's used so commonly today, but where did it come from?
Oh, great. That's interesting to know. Where did it come from, Summer?
Good question. The phrase greatest of all time has been around for decades, but it really became popular thanks to Muhammad Ali, who famously called himself the greatest. However, it was LL Cool J who helped cement GOAT as a pop culture staple with his 2000 album GOAT. Since then, the sports world has fully embraced it. And today, you hear it in every sport. Fans, players, and analysts constantly debating who the true GOAT is. But the criteria for greatness isn't always clear-cut, which is what makes these debates so fascinating.
So let's start with the basics. What makes someone the GOAT? Most people think of dominance in their sport, but there's more to it than that. It's a mix of talent, achievements, influence, and longevity. Some athletes dominate for a few years, but does that make them the greatest? Others change the game forever, but maybe they don't have the stats to back it up. There's always that debate. Do you go with the most skilled player or the one with the most rings?
Let's break it down into five key categories when talking about GOATs in sports. Stats and records. Numbers don't lie. Who put up the craziest stats and shattered records? Think Wayne Gretzky's scoring records or Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. Championships and winning mentality. Titles matter. Michael Jordan's 6 rings, Serena Williams' Grand Slams, Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowls. Winning at the highest level defines greatness. Longevity and consistency. It's one thing to dominate for a few seasons, but what about a decade or more? LeBron James has played at an elite level for 20 years. Same with Roger Federer and Cristiano Ronaldo. Cultural impact and legacy. Beyond the game, who changed sports forever? Muhammad Ali wasn't just a boxing champ, he was a global icon. Same for Billie Jean King in women's sports. Intangibles and clutch factor. Some players just have it, the ability to take over in the biggest moments.
Now, before we get into the usual GOAT debates, let's challenge ourselves to think outside the box. Everyone talks about Jordan versus LeBron, but what if we're overlooking other names?
Exactly. What about Bill Russell? 11 championships, a defensive powerhouse, and a leader on and off the court. Or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 6 MVPs and the all-time leading scorer for decades. Or even in soccer, everyone debates Messi versus Ronaldo. But what about Pelé and Maradona, who dominated in their eras without modern training techniques and sports science?
Great point. And what about players who were ahead of their time, like Wilt Chamberlain? His stats were video game numbers, but some argue his era wasn't as competitive. Does that diminish his greatness? And let's not forget women's sports. Serena Williams is often in the GOAT conversation, but what about athletes like Mia Hamm in soccer or Martina Navratilova in tennis? Maybe we should expand the way we look at greatness. So, listeners, think critically. Are we just swimming with the current? Or should we be considering other names in these GOAT discussions? Hit us up with your thoughts. Now that we've got our GOAT criteria, let's apply it to some of the biggest GOAT debates in sports.
Ooh, I like that one. Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. Jordan has the perfect finals record. LeBron has all-around stats and longevity. Who's your pick? Messi versus Ronaldo. Two of the greatest soccer players ever. But do you value Ronaldo's goal-scoring machine style or Messi's magic with the ball? Serena Williams versus Steffi Graf. Serena dominated for decades, but Graf has the Golden Slam. Every major title in a single year.
An incredible achievement by all accounts. And what about Tiger Woods versus Jack Nicklaus? Jack has more majors. But Tiger changed golf forever. What weighs more? Tom Brady versus Joe Montana. Brady has the stats and rings, but Montana never lost in a Super Bowl. Does perfection beat longevity?
Now, we want to hear from you. Who do you think is the GOAT in any sport? What's the most important factor? Rings, records, or something else? Hit us up on social media and let us know. We'll feature some of your comments in future episodes. Plus, don't forget to vote on our website for the ultimate GOAT bracket, where the greatest of all time face off. All right, that's a wrap on episode one. We've set the stage for the GOAT debates to come.
Next episode, we dive into one of the most competitive sports ever, tennis. Who is the greatest tennis player of all time? Federer, Serena, Nadal, Djokovic? You don't want to miss this one. Thanks for listening to the GOATs podcast. Subscribe, rate, and keep the debates going. See you next time. Welcome to the GOATs podcast.